It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I want to officially welcome you to Think Realty Radio. Now, every week we have my good friends over at Renters Warehouse on the air, and we talk about something special almost every single week, whether it's a property management issue, case study, news, etc. But I kind of figured, you know what? It's time to talk about some trends, because as investors, we need to know what's going on in the market, and we need to know why these trends, these data points, these indices, to be grammatically correct, are appropriate to look at and what they're telling us. Because information is valuable, but actionable information and information that you can interpret is even more actionable, as long as you're getting it from the right source. My guest today is Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse, and it's always a pleasure having you on the air, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always great to be here with you every week.
Awesome sauce. So tell me a little bit about Renters Warehouse. Who are you? What do you do? A little background.
Yeah, so Renters Warehouse is America's largest third-party property management firm for single-family rental properties. We manage about 22,000 homes across 42 markets in the U.S. and growing. We're around here to help people manage their single-family rental investment properties, advise them on, you know, if they're looking to make purchases and grow that portfolio, and just around to make this easy.
Now, I know when I'm growing my single-family rental portfolio, I'm always looking for the latest info, right? And you always have all this stuff at your fingertips. You're always looking at trends. You're always looking at data. What trends do you look out for when looking at or monitoring a real estate market?
Yeah, you know, there's the ones everyone looks at, right, which is, of course, how fast is a certain market appreciating, you know, how many new homes are being built, what's the inventory, that kind of stuff. And I think those are the easy answers and the basic answers around what people look for, and those are pretty easy to find. But I like to get a little bit more, I don't know if it's macro or outside of real estate data specifically, and, you know, look at the trends that are happening inside of the city from, you know, the number of jobs that are available. What's the unemployment rate? You can actually get information about whether people are moving into a certain city or out of a certain city. Obviously, if you're going to invest in single-family rental properties, you want to be in a city that probably has a growing population, right? So one of the key factors for me is understanding if there's people leaving or if there's people coming in, right? It's starting to change now, but Detroit's a fantastic example. 5-10 years ago, when everyone was leaving Detroit and population was declining significantly because there wasn't enough jobs for people. There wasn't a good economic situation there. I mean, there's been other cities like that over the past 5 or 6 years that we were watching as well. On the reverse side, there's places like Austin, Texas, where population growth is pretty astounding. So that's a big one for me is are people moving in or are people moving out? And then subsequently also, what kind of job support network is there? Are there a lot of big companies? I'm a big proponent. Obviously, you've heard me talk about this a lot, investing in up and down the Rust Belt.
That's right.
One of the one of the pitfalls you can get when you're investing up and down the Rust Belt is maybe you run into a city that's really supported by one industry, whether it's an auto industry, an aircraft manufacturing industry, a coal industry, whatever it might be. And sometimes that can be nerve-wracking because those types of industries, if it's really one employer or one type of industry, that can really kind of change with the winds a little bit. So diversification of employment opportunity, that kind of stuff. So I'm really looking at a lot of different charts out there besides just the real estate charts, I think, to help make an informed decision on the macro environment where you're going into.
Yeah, and I think that's what it comes down to, right? Like, if we don't have this information at our fingertips, it becomes very difficult just to blindly choose a market or blindly choose a submarket and then say, hey, you know, I want to invest here. You might as well throw darts at a map. Last time I heard that analogy, it was monkeys throwing darts at a board picking stocks, and that's generally not a good idea, right?
Right.
So where does one go to find some of this information? You mentioned population, job support networks, et cetera. How can I find that?
Yeah, you know, it's there's not really one place today that has all of this stuff for real estate investors. So you want to have a list of the data points you are looking for. And then, of course, there's a lot of great resources out there for you that you can generally get even for free online. But there are a few tools for real estate investors that are starting to come together. One, I know Think Realty puts together a lot of this information, whether it's in blog posts or those types of things going out there. So Think Realty is always a fantastic resource. But the other one is Own America. And we've got Greg Rand on. I know you've got Greg Rand on here a lot.
Yeah.
And his website and the tools he's built in to be able to do market analysis and data research on different things is pretty fantastic. So he has not only home appreciation rates on the platform, but they have things like job growth and income and a bunch of different stats about the markets where you might be looking to invest in or buy a portfolio. So that's a great resource. The government puts a lot of this data out as well, so you can subscribe to a number of different websites to get updates and things like that.
So I know ownamerica.com, you can actually punch in your address, zip code, and it will pull all sorts of data for you. They have a pretty powerful API connection to the data points they research, and it's really, really cool. Like, when you look at the data, when you look at the spreadsheet, when you look at all these fields that kick back, it's incredible how much actionable intel there really is with that. And that's all made available for free. So check it out, ownamerica.com. Awesome information there. Are there any specific indexes that you look at and that you just track on a regular basis, whether it's quarterly or yearly?
Yeah. You know, always looking at housing price appreciation is good, right, to kind of understand where it is. But again, like I said, I look deeper than just the housing price appreciation. But the Case-Shiller index is probably one that a lot of people have at least heard of because it's referenced on the news quite a bit. And I think really the gold standard, so to speak, of understanding what housing prices are doing. So that's one that I'll watch on a quarterly basis and really drill down to different markets that are interesting to me.
Got it. Help me understand what Case-Shiller is for those of us listening that are like, well, okay, I mean, it's an interesting name, but what does it tell me? Why is it important?
Yeah, so what's interesting about Case-Shiller is they've really tried to, you know, make it as accurate as possible. Obviously, all of these do, but I think they've taken a unique approach to how they really do it. Because what the index measures at the end of the day is the change in the price of single-family detached residences using repeat sales. So it's not taking into consideration condos or townhomes or apartment buildings. It's really looking at that single-family home price, which is obviously what I'm interested at Renters Warehouse. We specialize in the SFR space. And if you're investing in single-family rentals, really understanding an index that looks specifically at that is important. And then it uses a repeat sales method, they call it, which means they're looking at the homes that have sold in the past and then what they're selling for now. So it's comparing an actual house sale that happened last year or several years ago to the last time it sold, really looking at what people are actually paying for a property and almost a one-to-one example of that, which I think is very interesting, rather than looking at some different averages that might come out. And they only look at what in real estate are called arm's length sales transactions, meaning it was really sold to another person outside of maybe your family or someone who might be getting a deal on the property that paid market value. And so it's it takes out a lot of transactions. Like, Abhi, if you had a home and wanted to sell it to one of your family members and you're giving them a deal, that's going to be excluded from this. So this report's super accurate.
Awesome. Case Shiller, check it out. Google it. Super easy. Learn more about it. When we come back, not only more with Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse, but we'll start talking about some of these macroeconomic level things that we need to take a look at. And then your submarkets. If you're looking at, say, Atlanta or Denver or Chicago, what do you need to know about the neighborhood specifically so that you make informed decisions? Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. All right. My guest today, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. We've been having an awesome conversation about some of the trends that he looks at in the real estate space, such as population growth or a declining population, both indicative of where an economy is headed. Very important. Jobs. What's going on with jobs? I mean, it's super, super important. We need a good diverse job space. If we don't have that, guess what happens? It's not really primed up and ideal for investment, right? You don't want a city that's so heavy, for example, and only automotive, which Detroit was for the longest time until they started to diversify. So really important to take a look at that. Kevin, really quickly, from a macroeconomic level, I know interest rates obviously driving home ownership and affordability. Talk to me a little bit about that, why that's important, and any other macroeconomic trends and data you look at.
Yeah, I think interest rates is an important one right now, obviously because it makes financing your investment a little bit more expensive. But that said, oftentimes as interest rates rise and mortgage rates rise, we're going to see rent follow. So you can generally still find the right area. You're going to get the same net yield, which is going to be after you put some leverage and things like that on your property. So interest rates are important. Really, I think they're more important for people listening that might be looking to buy, a home they're going to live in versus just a rental property, because we can offset some of those higher rates on mortgages today with rent increases and some of the things that are happening with rent across the country. But mortgages pay. Mortgage rates are important, as they really are going to, I think, be indicative a bit on what kind of appreciation we're going to see coming forward. I think it's interesting. There's a lot of so-called real estate experts out there talking about the fact that the market's been on such a hot streak for a while, and interest rates are going up, that it's, we're ready to see the next real estate crash. And I'm not certain I necessarily agree with that, because one, just because something's been going up for a while isn't really enough data for me to say that, it's going to turn around. And just because mortgage rates are getting a little more expensive doesn't mean it's necessarily going to turn the economy. What I think is going to happen is we're going to just see appreciation slow, right? Because ultimately people buy on payment, right? And when they're looking to buy that next property, it's not so much here's the value of a home I can afford, it's here's my mortgage payment I can afford. As that starts to change and they start to go from getting that four-bedroom home to maybe a three-bedroom home, they might stick with renting for a while, right? So I think that's what, for real estate investors, that's how mortgage rates are really going to affect us more than anything else. It's not so much maybe the returns we can get on the property, but the ultimate appreciation we're going to see in different markets across the country. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I think as a rental owner, if I'm an investor in the game of owning rental property, I'm not really banking on appreciation. Like if I'm going to buy and hold, I'm buying and holding for 15, 20, 30 years because I want to generate wealth. I want to build wealth. So I definitely need to be paying attention to interest rates. I definitely need to be paying attention to rental rates as well. But let's face it, even when interest rates are at an all-time low, you still have people that will rent. But when interest rates are at an all-time low, you have an environment where appreciation kicks in more so than rent increases. When you have interest rates increasing over time, then rental rates will increase. Home affordability decreases for obvious reasons. But I also don't think a home affordability, I agree, man. I mean, I don't think that it's going to be on a value play. I think it's how much home can you afford on the dollar level per month you're paying as a mortgage payment. And the interest rates will really affect folks that are buying properties $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 on up. If I'm looking at a starter home, $150,000, $125,000, $200,000 even, it's not going to affect me a whole lot. Do you agree? Disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's not going to affect a ton. And I think that's what's interesting about the real estate market is, you know, we're out here trying to, you know, educate some people and give some advice and give some resources so people can get smart on this and make some good decisions. And far too often, everyone is, I think, trying to really just group everybody together and look at the country as a whole, when at the end of the day, you need to break down each area of the country to a region or a state, or frankly, even inside the state, there's great places where things are happening and maybe a great place to invest versus. So looking at it at a national level is tough. Same thing with these conversations about mortgage rates and how it's going to affect the ability of people to buy, is that's going to be different depending on what kind of level of an investment you're trying to make in your home. But I want to circle back to something you said really a couple minutes ago about the fact that you're not banking on appreciation when you're investing in single family rentals. And I think that's a great method to go out and look at, right? Because neither am I.
Right.
And, but that's because I'm trying to hold the property for 15, 20, 30 years. And at the end
exactly.
of the day, it's going to appreciate,
right?
Regardless of how fast it is today or tomorrow, or what's happening in the next 5 years, a property I bought 10 years ago, 20 years down the line, 30 years after I purchased it, is going to be significantly more valuable than when I bought it. I don't care if that happened in year one or two or year 20, right? But that's because people need to make sure they're looking at this at a long-term play. You can make some passive income and some cash flow off these properties, and ultimately, long-term, you're going to see that appreciation, which is why I think it's more important to look at some of those other economic fundamentals when you're going into a market, understanding how that market's going to react to economic challenges, you know, how robust is a local economy, you know, those types of things, rather than just housing price appreciation, which I think far too many people rely on to make, you know, that's like the only tool they look at to make a decision.
Yeah, it's a very speculative environment, right? Like, it's where the flippers will make their money right now, but it's also, it also doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to only look at that from a long-term perspective. I think if you do that, you'll lose the game because you miss out on building wealth over time. It's very similar to this day trading that happens in the stock world, right? Unless you're really like tuned in to the market, or you have a data cable going into your brain so that you can analyze every second of news and how its impact will happen on your, or will take on your personal stock portfolio, and you're able to day trade that high frequency trading, whatever that's called, then sure, you might be able to win. But those investors that are super successful purchased Apple in the 90s and they just held on to
it, right?
Like,
right.
That's what you got to do. Even during the stock market crash. Right. There's some folks that purchased all these bank stocks for absolutely nothing, and they turned into something.
Well, I mean, if you take, you know, I think a lot of Americans understand almost stock investing better than real estate investing. And frankly, a lot of Americans don't understand stock investing even enough. But if you look at a lot of the tips that are out there from the so-called successful or professionals, one of their basic is, you're not, to your point, someone who's reading, you know, several hours a day about the companies you're investing in, or really studying the stocks and paying attention to what's going on. Their advice is to essentially invest, you know, a set amount every month consistently, whether the stock market's going up or down, right? And they've shown those studies of someone who invested $500 a month, they bought their stocks $1,000 a month, whether the market was going up, whether it was going down. And over the long term, they came out ahead of those people who were trying to time the peaks, the valleys, et cetera, right? And I think real estate, the same way. I get the question all the time on, well, geez, real estate prices have gone up significantly over the last 6 years, or back to peak, is now still a good time to buy? And the answer is yes, for the long term, absolutely.
Okay, so there are like two examples that we'll talk about when we come back. The first is Black Friday, and then I'll leave the second one as a surprise and a total cliffhanger because I like doing that on Think Realty Radio. All right, go check out runnerswarehouse.com. Have questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about that cliffhanger when we come back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. We are back. My guest today, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. Check him out, renterswarehouse.com. We've been talking trends. We've been talking about data points, indices. We've covered Case-Shiller Index. We covered what Kevin likes to take a look at, population, job growth. and generally a gut feel of what's going on a very super microeconomic level. Before the break, we were talking about a cliffhanger. We're talking about what Kevin mentioned, which was buying or investing $1,000, say, in the market at a time. What that's called is dollar cost averaging, right? Because in the long run, you're averaging out what is going on in the market, and you have a long-term outlook. And guess what? That's the only kind of outlook that you need, right? There's no point in forcing that value just so you can make a buck now when you know that at the end of the day, you need to be investing for the long term. So if you want to do both, that works out as well. Flippers get into this mentality all the time where they'll just flip and flip and flip and flip and then go and spend money where they don't need to spend money. You need to be investing in your financial future. And one of the best ways to do that is to purchase long-term single-family rentals. So for the cliffhanger, Kevin, you know this very, very well. The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, right, where everything goes on sale. What drives me crazy is folks will do so much homework on that PlayStation or those phones or that gaming console or that gigantic flat-screen TV that they're going to buy. And they'll know that Best Buy has the best prices on that day versus, I don't know, Amazon or whatever, right? Or Amazon is beating Best Buy. So why are we not doing the exact same due diligence before we buy a property, on a property, on a market, sub-market, macroeconomic level, microeconomic level? Am I missing something here?
You're cracking me up because that's a great point. People research the heck out of buying their next big screen TV when, frankly, they should be taking that money they're buying the big screen TV with and investing it into real estate, so that they can buy a lot of big screen TVs down the road. But people know how to research things that they're interested in. And I think the difference with real estate is it's intimidating, right? It's not as easy. The resources aren't there as prominently for someone to sit at home and prepare for Black Friday and understand where the deals are happening. And it's maybe a little bit harder to hop on and do that for real estate. I think that's one of the things that I think is awesome that you're trying to do is get that information out to them. And Think Realty is doing that. We talked about Own America earlier today. There's people trying to do that and really make this easier for people who might not be real estate experts to come in and do that. So I'm hoping, as our industry evolves, the single family rental industry and technology continues to play a larger and larger role in this business, that we can do that, right? I would love for people to be able to come home from work and sit down and just like they look at their stock account, maybe do a little bit of research, and it's fairly easy to get that data and buy a stock. They could do the same thing with a home. They can sit down and say, hey, these are the markets that, I'm hearing a lot about. I can look at the charts and the graphs and the trends and make some educated decisions on what I'm going to do and find a house and push a button and purchase it. I think we're moving that way, but it's a lot harder to do than to, peruse a couple sales catalogs for that next big technology purchase, right?
Right, or play fantasy football, right? Like, that's the other thing. You know so much about how much of a height advantage this wide receiver has against the opposing team's defense. Like, why – really? Like, I don't understand the stop. Like, watching fantasy football, pay more attention to your financial future, and you won't end up broke in 30 years, right? Like, let's stop kidding ourselves.
You're going to get me fired up with this, because this drives me absolutely crazy. People spend more time studying other people's lives than they do studying their own life and understanding what they're going to do to improve and what's their stats, right? I've got tons of people that I see on a regular basis, and they can rattle off, to your point, all the stats of all these football players and baseball players and hockey players and professional athletes and what their stats are, but they don't know their own stats. Right. They don't know their own financial stats. They don't know their success stats. They don't know any of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, stop studying the other people. I don't know anything about sports. I go in and I enjoy a game and it's fantastic.
Right.
But that's because I'm sitting here with my team working to grow a business, understanding the real estate stats so we can help out our clients. And on a personal development standpoint, trying to get myself better every day rather than my fantasy football team. I went on a tangent there.
It's a good tangent. I mean, I feel the exact same way. And every time when you speak, I enjoy to hear you speak anywhere that you go, really nationally, whether it's TV coverage here on Think Realty Radio or even at some of the Think Realty conferences. I know you make it out to all of them. And when you bring up these kind of points, it always hits home because it becomes really real. The gut check then for the listener should be, should I feel intimidated by this? Because, you know, we have the CEO of Renters Warehouse on. His name's Kevin Ortner. They manage 22,000, not 2,200 units, 22,000 units across the country. That seems really intimidating. Like, how do I kind of bridge that gap between intimidation and actually taking action?
The first thing to do is take action, right? And that means, and what I mean by that is start researching, start learning, right? Listen to Think Realty Radio. You're already doing a great job if you're hearing the show. And, you know, that's your mission, is to really get out there and educate people on this space. And you're not on here pushing products and selling things every day. You're out here trying to educate people on what's happening in the real estate investing space and talking about entrepreneurship and making yourself better. And so this is a great place to start. We always talk about Think Realty because it's obviously a sister company. Think Realty events, Think Realty content. There's tons of free resources for people to get in and start paying attention to this. And if people spend any fraction of the amount of time on trying to understand this space as they do other things, it's absolutely easy to figure out. And there's a lot of resources out there. And I think most importantly, the real estate investing world gets a bad rap because of HGTV stars that go out and subsequently do $50,000 real estate courses to learn how to flip a house. You don't have to pay $50,000
right.
in education to figure this out. There's a lot of resources out there where you can do it. And so you got to start reading. You got to start learning. You got to start getting yourself better and getting yourself to understand the space. And then it's not really all that difficult, and it doesn't need to be intimidating.
I feel the same way, right? Like if we take one step a day and we read, we ask the right questions, we jump online, say to thinkrealty.com, you can do that as well, or find your favorite website, start getting tuned in to the radio show, to your favorite podcasts. We start reframing the way that we think about real estate. And Kevin, in your book, Rent Estate Revolution, you talk about that shift, right? You talk about how if you're working a job or if you have a business, starting to save a little bit, put it into a bank account that you don't touch, and let your investing capital grow so that eventually you can buy a rental. Don't buy two, don't buy three, don't buy 18, buy one. Perfect the system for the one and then go out and buy a second one. And eventually right. over time, you'll have a portfolio and you don't have to have this microwave society expectation of getting to 50 rentals in a week. It's not going to happen like that.
That's right. And to your point, I spell out the pathway to success in investing in this asset class in the book, Rent Estate Revolution, and why people need to do this. It's today's key to retirement security, financial freedom, and the American dream, as far as I'm concerned. And I was so humbled and honored just 2 days ago. I was down in Dallas at an event, and I was up on stage. And when I got down, a gentleman walked up to me and said, "Holy cow, man, I loved your book. I read it cover to cover on an airline flight." And since then, and this was like when it first came out, so a little bit over a year ago, since then, he owns 6 single-family rental properties. He went from one that he had. He picked up the book, looked at it, and said, "Wow, this is a clear path to make this happen. I appreciate the advice." And he has 6 today. You know, I told him, "Geez, I'm going to have to interview you for the follow-up book because that's a fantastic success story." So 1 to 6 in like a little over a year's time because he got educated.
Winner. Kevin, we have to go to break. It's so much fun connecting with you and speaking with you as always. Have an awesome rest of the day, and thanks for being my guest.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break, but you know what? The Power Play with Greg Grand is coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's radio that you cannot miss. Be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest-growing, and highest-reviewed property management companies in America. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day training. To learn more, go to kevinshortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com, and join my mailing list. And also, listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. You are listening to the last 10 minutes of the show, as you know them, the Power Play with my good buddy, Greg Rand. Greg, we have a lot to cover. There are some interesting headlines in the news today that I think we should cover. And I feel like in the real estate world, there's always something interesting that's happening. Like somebody's lighting their hair on fire. Somebody isn't really understanding things correctly. So I'm excited to shed some light and to start talking a little bit about these headlines that matter to investors. The first is FHA shifting loans, loan criteria toward lower credit approvals.
Right.
There could be a bunch of arguments made either way. The fact that this is a good thing, it offers more flexibility for FHA to lend, and then you have different borrowers coming to the table with not so good credit. Are they qualified to buy? Are they going to make the same mistakes that we did last time in some potential bad borrowing habits and bad lending practices? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a terrible idea.
We've actually covered this once before on the show, that the reason why I've been railing against this this drumbeat about how affordability is bad in the housing market and how that's necessarily bad, right? Just to bring everybody back, there's been, if you've been checking out any housing stories this year, the new boogeyman in the economy is affordability in housing. In other words, prices of houses are going up, and so affordability is necessarily going down, and that's bad because people who want to buy homes should be able to. And I always use the analogy because it's so absurd. Imagine if the Dow Jones is up 200 points today, and that's bad news because affordability in the stock market is now down. No one's ever spoken those words, and yet it's getting traction with a lot of very smart people that affordability needs to be addressed, okay? And what I told you last time, what I've been concerned about the whole time, is that this is exactly the kind of thinking that eventually concludes that if we have an affordability problem, people who want to buy homes are not able to. We need to loosen the lending standards, because the only tool that some people have in the tool set in government or in these large mortgage entities is we want to, it's like, I'm going to talk in caveman terms. We want more home ownership good, must let people qualify for loans. They don't qualify, must reduce loan standards, right? Like, they're, like, literally there's no thought going into this. They're going right back to the old playbook. The old playbook resulted in people getting too much buying power. That resulted in the housing bubble of the 2000s, where you had people running around with blank checks in their pocket. They were qualifying for much more house than they actually could afford because somebody said we need to reduce the lending guidelines to allow more people who can't afford to buy a house to buy a house. I warned you about this, right? I think I actually told you that I was going to chain myself to like the fence around the White House and like go
we
on
did,
a
We did
fast.
Talk about this. That's right. I remember that. When is that happening? Because I'm supposed to be there with a camera, if I remember.
Yeah. Well, this is the point, all right? This is why I was making a big deal about the affordability thing being obnoxious and absurd. When home prices go up, people who own do well. It gets more expensive to people that want to get in. If people seize upon affordability as a negative and then start saying, let's loosen lending standards, what we're doing is creating the exact same circumstances that did create the housing bubble last time. Right now, we have a fairly healthy real estate market. Prices have been rising. They're starting to level off a little bit because they rose too high, right? Affordability was too low, i.e. people couldn't afford the houses. What usually happens then is they don't buy, and the sellers have to back off their price escalation. Because if you want to sell your property and nobody's buying it, you have to lower your price. Mm-hmm. That's what the market does under healthy circumstances. So if the do-gooders could just hang back for a minute, not try to force home ownership where it doesn't quite fit, let the affordability solve itself by having home prices level off while wages rise. Wages are rising almost as fast as home affordability is, not quite. And so if home prices level off a bit and wages continue to climb, you're going to find that affordability improves, because now that same person who couldn't afford that house, well, now they can, because the house didn't get that much more expensive, but their buying power got better because of their job and their income, not because somebody handing them a blank check from a mortgage company.
So the other argument could be made, well, Greg, it's not like I'm not underwriting the asset properly. Sure, you know, I'm letting borrowers with 400 credit scores apply. Some might get it, and they have a good job. They're working on their credit. They don't have any major issues on paying on time and things like this, because they've proven that to me over their last 3 or 4 years of on a rental record. So if I'm FHA and I'm still underwriting the property to a very strict standard, this should be a good thing, right?
As long as they're putting 25% down, I'm fine. But where they go next, first they drop the credit score. Then they say, gee, we're not getting enough people to buy houses that we want to buy houses. So what's the next problem? The credit score, they didn't have good enough credit history. Okay, so eliminate that as an obstacle. What's the next one? They don't have enough of a down payment. Well, that's easy. Just don't require much of a down payment. Boom, done. Now we've enabled people to be homeowners. Here's the thing, Abhi. We've all seen the movie before.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the very same exact people that are out there talking about how affordability is the problem are also talking about there being a bubble. All right. They don't realize that a bubble means home prices are rising too fast. Affordability means the people aren't keeping up with it. If the market is allowed to continue to process, the affordability gap closes because of the reasons I said, the prices level off. If you give the buyers fake buying power, that only enables the seller to continue to rise the prices or raise the prices. So you artificially inflate prices by taking the seller off the hook, giving the buyer unreasonable buying power in the form of a mortgage they can't afford. So the seller is able to sell the house for a higher price because the mortgage company is making up the difference. That's exactly what. So I've seen the movie before. Here's where it ends. Prices inflate too high. People chase, buyers chase, sellers crank up the prices further until finally the market gets burnt out and then it corrects and then we give back 15-20% of the value. The only way we see another housing correction like last time is if we overappreciate. The only way we're going to overappreciate is if human intervention creates another self-inflicted wound of too much buying power, thereby artificially high prices. So we have to make sure they don't continue to do this because this is like, you know, what a groundhog day of stupidity, in my opinion.
I like the groundhog day of stupidity. That's actually really that's good. I mean, if you take a look at they also said in this article. The borrowers with FICO scores are dipping down into the 400s rose from 21.9% in 2009 to 29.7% in 2017. I mean, if you really take a look at it, that's maybe 1.4% increase a year for the last 8 years. Actually, maybe a little bit less, probably like 0.8-0.9% increase every single year in those borrowers that have less than 400 credit scores. Is that really a bad thing?
Look. Don't get mad at me, but you know how many payments you have to miss to get a 400 credit score?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like all of them, bro. All of them. You know what I mean? So like in your example that, oh, I have a borrower and he paid his loan. No, he didn't pay his loan on time. Well, he paid it. No, he didn't. He didn't. Okay? He's not a good credit risk. And so when they do this, if you want to give somebody with a 400 credit score a mortgage, then make sure he puts 25% down. Now I'm feeling better. Because now he's got skin in the game. He's demonstrated the ability to earn a living and save money, so now he's got a down payment. He puts that down payment down, he's not going to walk away. He has skin in the game. So if you want to give him another chance on his credit history, I'm all for that, but don't give him a pass on the down payment too because
– That's right.
That's Groundhog Day of stupidity all over again.
That is Groundhog Day of stupidity. I think we talked almost through this segment about this specific topic, which, I mean, I'm passionate about just as much as you are, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I was just taking the different position. I think the more stupid we get as a society with lending criteria, we're just setting ourselves up for failure. And quite frankly, from an investor's perspective, I'm laughing. Right? Because now I know exactly what's going to happen. Like you said, Greg, we've seen this movie all over again. And I'm looking to capitalize.
Listen, if this does happen, then there's going to be some really, really great deals. I don't care about great deals. I care about accumulation. I don't want to see it happen. But you can bet that if they do this and they create another bubble, there's going to be a massive investment opportunity on the other side of it.
That's right. Okay. That wraps up the Think Realty radio show and the Power Play. I don't know why I stumbled over my words there for a second. It sounded like Bugs Bunny. All right. I got questions for us. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Or you can also text us the word ASK to 96270. Greg, always a pleasure. We'll see you next time.
Same here.
Until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips. This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.